But in the meantime, some little secretary that's told to try and find this.
Call this conference committee to order. Would you take the roll, please?
Chairman Vance?
Here.
Senator Buttry?
Here.
Senator Whitford?
Here.
Representative Usher?
Here.
Representative Court?
Present.
Representative Knudsen?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks everybody for coming. This is the Conference Committee on House Bill 562. Senator Buttry, would you move your amendment, please?
Mr. Chair, I'd move do pass 56202.als.
Thank you. Discussion on the amendment, Representative Usher.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if I can explain the amendment.
Okay.
So we were dealing with the Senate amendment that was rejected by the House on Community Service. I understand there was concern about someone that didn't live in the area. After talking with the legal staff, a court can issue community service, which can be required and completed outside of jurisdiction. So this basically says that if you get community service as one of the penalties, that is to be performed within the county or municipality in which the person resides. So if you're from Scobie, Cascade County can't make you do the community service in Cascade County. They could require it. You would have it completed in the area you reside, send notice back to the original court, and your sentence would be taken care of.
So, Representative Usher, does this address your concern?
My only additional concern would be an out-of-state person.
Senator Buttry.
So, Mr. Chairman, Representative Usher, and we had that concern as well, and it sounds like with community service may not be an issue. They can say you have to 20 hours community service. You'll go to wherever you live, California, wherever. You'll do the service. You'll get it signed off. You'll send the note back to the court, and they're happy with it.
It satisfies that out-of-state, then I'm good with it.
Further discussion on the amendment? Representative Court.
Mr. Chairman, basically I don't care for this amendment at all. I think we've had a good system of collecting the fines. I think the fines are sending a much better message. I think here now we're involving the court, not only, which certainly in Yellowstone County are already tied up, our justice courts and our district courts, and now we're having something else added to this rather than being able to just pay the fine and move on. So I just don't think this community service thing is as you were explaining earlier, you had to fill out a form and then take it back in and show that you've done it. More work for our court system. And so I don't agree with this community service.
Further discussion on the amendment? Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I guess who would sign off on this if Senator Buttry, who would...
Mr. Chair, could staff answer, help with this?
Mr. Chairman and committee members, my understanding is that the person would take the form to the place where they're performing the community service, and somebody at that organization would sign the form once the hours are completed.
And Mr. Chair, Senator Whitford, and then the person who received the community service then sends that back to the jurisdiction that issued them the fine and is taken care of.
Follow-up, Senator Buttry. So this is an option. It's a either or. You can do the fine, you can pay the fine, or you could request, or the judge or whatever would give you community service.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Whitford, so the way it's written now, it could be a fine or community service or both. And I would think that if you had a jurisdiction, maybe Yellowstone County finds out that they don't believe in the community service and the penalty is what they want, they stick with the penalty, with the financial penalty. It doesn't require either one. It just says you can use either or both.
Representative Court.
Senator Buttry, so with a fine, I just envision you going in and paying a fine and just dealing with one person. Why, with this, it sounds like you have to go and appear before someone to get a judgment of whether you pay the fine and the community service? I'm a little unclear on that.
So, Mr. Chairman, Representative, so I believe that when you get the ticket could fine you $100.
Yeah.
The court could say, as in addition to the $100, maybe you got multiple occurrences, you also have so much community service to do. When you send in the $100, it still goes through the system. They have to receive it, they have to credit it against the judgment and excuse the judgment. This would just be the same way, but with community service.
Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I guess for Senator Buttrey. So in Glacier, or no, Cascade County, excuse me, I know that when they issue a ticket and they ask for the fine to be paid, they give them 7 days or their license are revoked. So I'm assuming that this is going to be on the county's part, or the city, excuse me, to decide how long they have, and it could be of that 7 days and your license are revoked.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Whitford, I believe you're absolutely correct. They would decide what the criteria would be for how this is issued, what the time frame would be to meet the requirements of the ticket.
Thank you, Senator Buttrey. And so, I guess, follow up. I'm not sure I understand the whole reason behind the community service and giving that option there, but I have some of the same concerns as Representative Court in the way of, you know, making sure that this gets back to the court in time so that the person doesn't get further penalized by having their license revoked. And so that would be my issue with this particular amendment, although I understand, you know, what you're attempting to do.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Whitford, and so this came about because Cascade County right now actually uses community service against cell phone violations. It's part of their process now, so they've worked it out. And exactly the issue that you're concerned about, this is a real pain in the butt for the people that get the penalty, is they've got to now go out and do the paperwork in the community service to send it in, or they could put their license at risk or be in contempt or whatever. That's why I think the community service is a bigger detriment for using the cell phone than the fine. You give me 20 hours community service, I'm going to put my phone away versus just coughing up a $100 bill and passing it across the desk. So I understand your concerns. I think it's worked well in Cascade County, and I think it could work well other places.
Senator Whitford.
Senator Buttrey, I appreciate your explanation. However, that's not what gets communicated when a person gets a ticket. Thank you.
Representative Court.
Mr. Chair, and I guess my other concern would be, now that I'm thinking even more deeply about it, so then they get arrested in Cascade County and it's community service in Billings, and now we're involving kind of another jurisdiction there. I could just see them in Billings just, well, you know, this is more than I want to keep track of. I kind of like the idea of community service. I see a lot of trash. I think people could pick up trash along the highway. But I'm just not sure that this is the way this bill should work.
Representative Court, Senator Whitford, I guess my 2 cents worth here is that we're kind of trying to put this whole thing on the person that has the violation. And to me, the process, the court system, has got to take some level of responsibility here to make sure that, number one, they decide which way they're going to go, and number two, that they communicate it effectively to whoever it needs to know what's going on. So, I mean, I think they bear some responsibility in this process. That's just how it looks to me. Further discussion on the Representative Usher.
Question for Representative Buttrey. Senator. My understanding is the form can be mailed back to the original jurisdiction. So really the local jurisdiction you live in does not have to be involved at all, correct?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Usher, that's what we've understood too, is you would go to somewhere that you would be able to do community service, they'd sign off on it, then you just mail it back to the original court of jurisdiction. So I don't think the other jurisdiction's involved at all.
I think that clears up part of that question. And then actually I do have a question for staff, if I may.
Follow up.
Couple of people have mentioned revoke of a driver's license. Do local municipalities actually have the right, when they're using their local ordinances, to revoke a driver's license through the state system?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Usher, I don't have an answer right off the top of my head. You could give me a few minutes and I could look through the statutes and see if I could find an answer for you.
Quick follow-up on that.
Follow up.
So it's my understanding from people that work in the court system in the local ordinances, they've just duplicated state laws so they can take the revenue internally. But if you don't pay, my understanding is they have to send you to collections, just like it's a civil and it's not a criminal, so they can't revoke your license. Just my understanding of that from the people on the ground that told me. But I'll take your word for it when you get back to us.
Representative Court.
Oh, I'm just...
You're just filling the time, right?
Yeah, I'm just filling the time while she's looking up. Maybe this is out of the... But would it be possible, like, to put a termination date on it to try it for 2 years and then see if it is working and if it's another disaster for our communities? Because, it might work very well, like you've espoused, but it might not work well at all, and they might find that it's too clumsy and time-consuming to do it.
Senator Buttrey.
Mr. Chairman, I would just reiterate that this is already being done in Cascade County with the community service, and it seems to be working well. And again, if a jurisdiction finds that community service isn't the way to go, they would still be able to just levy only the fine.
Senator Buttrey, Representative Court, I could be wrong about this, but my understanding is this is just a conference committee and not a free conference committee, so I don't think we could make that change anyway, can we? Because we are dealing with this amendment.
So, Mr. Chairman, we can take off the Senate amendment, we can enhance the Senate amendment,
right,
as long as it meets the same intent, but or we could go back and ask both houses to change our committee to a free conference committee.
Right, but sitting here today, I don't think we could add the termination date. So did we waste enough time, Laura?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not finding a clear-cut procedural statute. What I can tell you is that it's the Department of Justice, the Motor Vehicles Division, that issues driver's licenses. And so the statutes that I'm finding talk about if a court or another jurisdiction notifies the department that a person's license should be suspended or revoked, that kind of sets off the process at the state level. What I'm trying to find, and I'm not so far, is how do you get from the first step to the notice to the department? So,
Mr. Chair,
Representative Usher.
I don't think that answer should hold up our continuing with getting this resolved.
Well, I would tend to agree, because I can see it being a concern, but yet it's really not on the amendment we're dealing with today. So I don't think it is either. Yes, it is.
There's a judge right there.
Oh. Judge.
Work well when you're done.
Can we ask you a question?
Oh, sure. Sorry.
No, it's okay. We're dealing with traffic court here, and we're dealing with citations. And what we're wondering is if it's similar to a civil matter, or if a driver's license could be suspended if you don't pay your fine.
Mr. Chairman, so if can a local jurisdiction suspend your license, or does that have to happen?
It has to be by statute. There are certain DUIs, obviously, you can suspend licenses,
right?
But you can't suspend license for every single traffic offense. No, you don't have that authority. So it's a privilege, but
yeah,
it's one you just can't take away.
Representative Usher.
Question for the Senator. So what we're talking about is most of the big municipalities have created civil. They've taken away the state law, and they write their own
ordinance. Right.
And my understanding is when you don't pay that you're sent to collections, not sent through motor vehicle to have your license suspended.
You know, I'm not, I don't deal with traffic court, but my understanding would be an ordinance is simply a criminal matter of the city. They can criminalize things by ordinance. They can also do things civilly. So they send you to collection. That could be. And then, of course, they lose 50% of whatever they get, because that's what the collection company has. That could certainly be happening in jurisdictions, but they can't take away your license.
Senator Staff has asked that you introduce yourself for the record, please.
Nell Swandle, Senate District 30.
Thank
And thank you for letting us bother your lunch. Thank you. Is there further discussion on the proposed amendment?
Question.
Seeing none, we're going to take a vote, but what I'm going to do is vote by body, because each body has to have a majority vote. It isn't the totality. So I'm going to start with the Senate, please.
Senator Vance?
Yes.
Senator Buttrey?
Yes.
Senator Whitford?
Yes.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask for the roll call vote of the House, please.
Representative Usher?
Yes.
Representative Court?
No.
Representative Knutson?
Yes.
Amendment passes. 3-0 in the Senate, 2-1 in the House. Thank you.